Well, for Leeds, it's forever their roller coaster, isn't it? It seems that they just can't stop themselves making headlines for one reason or another. So you can probably guess it'll be interesting to see how they react to their new boss, as you said, when they step out at Craven Cottage.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting atmosphere, and of course, new tactics, new, you know, formations, new players could be coming into the lineup. You never know who's actually going to start this game. It's going to be so interesting. I mean, you know, looking at the sort of opposition view right now from yourself, I mean, what's that going to do to Fulham? Does that kind of have them tearing up the you know, the script in a way for Wednesday as they were trying to plan for this game tonight? Do they go back to the drawing board or stick where they are?
Well, you see, the thing is that Kit Simons has always said that it's nothing to do with the opposition. It's always to do with them, Fulham. So it's really what they will do that probably bothers him most. I guess, obviously, it's going to ramp up the interest from, you know, from the point of view of Leeds players. I mean, surely they're going to get motivated to impress their new man as quickly as they can, and that's a great motivation for them. However, it may well backfire, because if they get frustrated against the Fulham side who are in control, it could perhaps only get worse. One of the good things that you might recall, John, is that back in March, Leeds won 3-0 at Fulham at a time when Fulham were kind of backwards and forwards with results. And it's been a bit of that way this season for the Whites as well. Well, the London Whites, that is.
And looking at the performance tonight, I think it'll be a very different one to Saturday, where Fulham went to Middlesbrough with a very clear objective, very defensive, got the point and left. Tonight, obviously, Kit Simons will be aiming to get the 3 points.
Yeah, of course. They're at home and they should actually do something. But don't be fooled by the idea that because they're at home, they won't look at it defensively. Kit Simons, remember, is a former central defender. So he sees defence more than he probably sees other positions. And he was very frustrated in recent games when Fulham gave away daft goals, especially at the end. 2 games ago at Charlton, you might recall, they were leading comfortably 2-0. Coasting would probably be an easier word. Gave away 2 daft goals at the end and ended up drawing 2-2. So the Middlesbrough game was very much a reaction to that. And they were determined that they would, as Simons put it, game manage the situation. And they'll do the same thing again tonight. They will keep it as tight as they possibly can, because they believe that on the break they've got the ammunition to nick a goal, if not on a second or even a third.
Talking of some of your attacking players, obviously Ross McCormack, he's going to be well and truly ready to get himself in the goals tonight. But Moussa Dembélé as well, a little bit of speculation about his long-term future at the moment. Apparently Everton's sniffing around for January.
And if you want to believe all the others, quite a few besides, including Paris Saint-Germain. One wonders whether or not Moussa's agent may have had a hand in any of these stories. After all, he will want to get the best possible contract he can for his client. And at the moment, they can afford to hang out until such time as the cards are on the table in terms of what Fulham's final offer to him will be. So we'll see about whether or not he moves. And as for Ross the boss, well, he's a bit of a legend round here, but mind you, you don't need me to tell you about him, do you?
Not at all.
And looking at another player with an association, it's Ben Pringle, and obviously Steve Evans was his manager for a number of years, and he seems to have settled down to his life in Fulham.
Yeah, I mean, Ben made no secret of the fact that he didn't get on particularly well with Evans. Truth of the matter is that there was a bit of a fallout going back to last January when Pringle and Evans were then at Rotherham, and I think the manager wanted him to move as quickly as possible to another club so that maybe Rotherham could get money for him, especially at a club where, as you know, finances are a wee bit tight. And I think Pringle resented that being edged out of the side. Certainly that's what he told me some time back. So there's a bit of previous between the two, and it's interesting that Pringle's goal at Rotherham for Fulham at the end of August was one of the coffin nails that saw the manager then take the walk that now sees him end up on the merry-go-round at Elland Road.
Yeah, it's such a funny old game, football, I guess, as the stereotype goes, really, isn't it? Going to be interesting to see a former player, of course, you know, getting a reaction from the away fans tonight. And what of the away fans? Obviously, this cap about the amount of tickets for away fans for Leeds United has been removed now, and this has all changed. I don't know if that's affected tonight. What have you heard from down the Fulham end about the away fans coming?
I haven't actually, I'm not totally up to speed with that part of it. You will probably know that at Craven Cottage there is a huge, what is called Putney End. It's the end that they reserve for neutrals and for away fans. When it's totally full, it holds nearly 7,000. Generally speaking, they use two-thirds of this away end for fans, for away fans. So one would have thought that maybe 3,000 to 4,000 tickets would probably have been enough for United.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? I know they take quite a lot of fans on the road every time they go. They're actually one of the highest attended away fans that go around in the Championship. So, you know, Leeds should be taking quite a lot down with them. I expect they will do this time round and make sure that they watch that game. Just having a quick look, as we've teamed up with 888sport.com, if you sign up, by the way, 888sport.com/Yorkshire, you can get yourself some pretty cool sign-up offers, including treble the odds on your first bet. Seems to be quite tight tonight, really. It's 13-25 for Fulham. I just kind of returned you about £1.50 on a pound. Leeds United are 31-20 to win the game tonight. If we have a quick look at the goal scoring odds that we've got going on as well, Ross McCormack 17-4 to score that first or last goal, 33-20 to score. Moussa Dembele as well, pretty much similar odds. Look at some of your other players, Matt Smith at 6-1, 12-5 at any time. Taking a look at Leeds United, Antonucci at 9-2, Chris Wood at 6-1, Alex Moe at 17-2, Sam Byram, of course, he's been in and out of the side, and he wasn't really in there under Uwe Rosler. Looks like he could be getting a game tonight, 9-1. Can we see any of these guys, do you think, getting on the score sheet tonight?
Gosh, there wasn't many missed there, I would have thought. I mean, you'd have to obviously think that Ross McCormack would be there or thereabouts. You see, the trouble is I'm now talking to an audience that I know will understand exactly what Ross McCormack brings to the game, but it can't be said enough that he'll create his own goals if he can't get supplied with one. You know, he's come from deep often for Fulham this season, and they've tended to also use him on the left as well, so he can pop up just about anywhere. And you know, if the ball is supplied to him in the box, he can finish that off. If he has to make his own runs from deep and shoot from distance, he can do that too. So yeah, I think I'd be taking the McCormack bet, John.
So just before we get your little prediction for tonight, something we always like to do, a little bit of reaction from our fans on Twitter, including pointless host Richard Osman, who's been on to us. He says that he is nervous as a Fulham fan, and also, We have his sympathies for Steve Evans. Quite an interesting comment from Richard there. But also, Gilbo's been on too, saying, would you mind doing a swap around Fulham, Evans for McCormack? How does that sound?
I think not. with all due respect to your new man, I think we'll hang on to Mac just for the time being.
Yeah, not going to happen, that, is it? I tried my best, though, anyway. Let's see if we can get a score prediction out of you, then. What do you reckon it's going to be tonight?
You know, this is so tricky because, you know, I suppose if you were really, from a Fulham point of view, hoping for a win, you'd have hoped that maybe Uwe Rosler would have been still in charge of a sinking Leeds. And so Leeds will get a boost from their new manager. Fulham have looked to have shored up the back, at least temporarily, against the top side like Middlesbrough. So does home advantage count for anything? Just about. I know this will probably not go down well in Yorkshire, but I've got a sneaking suspicion, and without any, I'm looking at it objectively, maybe 1-0 to the hosts.